Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. We did it. We survived Cali Roots and we made it to episode 138. Everyone we know said, if you guys go up there, you're never going to come back. You're going to make a new life for yourselves up there and become weed dealers.
I already do that. It's fine.
Yeah, no, but we made it back. We're here. Episode 138. Gonna be a short one. I don't even have anything planned. We just got done rehearsing. We do have Cali Vibes now coming up in about 10 days, a week and a half, something like that. It's coming up and we're getting ready for that. So I thought we'd throw a quick episode together. And I got Ruben here with me today.
How's it going, Daddy?
Good. How are you, Ruben?
I'm great.
Did you have fun at Cali Roots?
I did. It was really great to see all of the people that support us there, and the weed people, especially my friends from 710 Labs, Adam, Lynn from Puffco. Can I not talk about weed right now?
You could talk about weed right now. Oh, okay. When have you ever not been able to talk about weed? You can't look like weed and then not be able to talk about it.
I am weed. No, it was really cool to see them because I got some good quality time just hanging out. And yeah, Cali Roots is fun. It is. It's a great time.
It is fun. It's like a reunion every year. Yeah. You know, a lot of these festivals, if you follow this scene, which I'm sure a lot of you do, a lot of the festivals, all kind of the same bands, you know, on every one of them. So we've all gotten to know each other pretty well. And you know, 90% of the people that are, you know, backstage at those. So they all become like a fun little reunion where you get to see some people you haven't seen, you know, since the last festival that you played. And yeah, Cali Roots especially, though, you get gifted so much stuff. I could have opened up my own dispensary the day after it with how much stuff we were given.
Yeah.
A lot of it from Ruben making the rounds and coming loading me up. Yeah. But
The best stuff was given, I feel like, I'd say all of it was good because it was a gift. It was a gift, you know. We can't take that for granted, sure.
Totally.
We were definitely in an abundance. I remember just having a cup, like a glass of a drink, and then next to it was a glass of weed.
There was just a cup of weed. People just kept walking by and like, oh, you got to try this. You got to grab a handful. And they'd like open up a huge bag and you just grab. Remember that scene in Half-Baked before weed was all legal? Mm-hmm. And like he's in the office and the doctor's like, okay, go ahead and grab as much as you want. And he like grabs it all and that's just kept happening. I'm like, just grab as much as you want. Like, all right, well, I wanted that much, I guess.
Yeah.
Put that pile there. Yeah. Yeah, good times. Kind of cool to watch T-Pain.
Well, it was awesome, man.
Very entertaining set. We had a good time. Looking forward to doing it all over again at Cali Vibes coming up.
Crazy lineup for that one too.
Crazy lineup. And then we're off to Colorado.
Oh yeah.
For Red Rocks the day after that, Dillon, Colorado, and then Colorado Springs. And you can still get some tickets for those right now at dirtyheads.com. And at another cool.com is duddyb.com. That's right. I got the website. You can go there right now. And there's not much going on, but there is like Dirty Heads news and, you know, dates, and there's some info on the podcasts and all that. But there is a little merch site on there, and we have been making some fun merch. It's up there right now. We're just making fake companies. Duddy B's Plumbing was the first one, and we're using lines from one of our songs, and we went with Duddy B's Plumbing. It feels good to get the demons out. You can go there right now, pick those up. They are almost gone, actually, because we are getting ready to launch the next one. It's coming up, and it is from one of you on the Facebook page. That's right. If you are listening right now and you're enjoying the podcast, go over to Facebook, and there is a Feeling Good with Duddy group, and it's all the people listening to the show. And it's a lot of fun, and they've been coming up with their own ideas for the next shirt, and I chose one of them, and I haven't announced who it is yet. I haven't even contacted the person, which I should probably do, but we are using one of your ideas for the next shirt, and I'm very excited to drop that one. It's going to be a lot of fun, so head over to Facebook, join the Feeling Good with Duddy group. And also head over to DuddyV.com and pick up some of that merch. We got some different Feeling Good with Duddy merch over there as well. So that's fun. And yeah, like I said, this is going to be a short one. I didn't even really have a plan today. We do have a bunch of quick Q&A questions we're going to answer from our listeners over at the Feeling Good with Duddy page. So if you're listening and you want to ask us questions that we'll answer on the show, go over to Feeling Good with Duddy on Facebook, sign up, and then you could ask us questions in the Q&A post every week. Anything Great. You want to say about the Cali Roots experience or anything before we move on here?
You know, yeah, well, we went by it quick, but T-Pain being there,
yeah.
He's such an artist, like, with such a catalog, and the energy that he brought was really different.
It was.
Than anything else that was happening at the festival, and it was cool because everyone went clicked into party, like they're already in like festival mode, but it became like a whole different party when he performed.
Yeah.
And that was really fun to see because the energy that it is existing, say let's in that's existing in the bowl, mm-hmm. All day for all 3 days.
Yeah.
It's very reggae. It is a lot of that vibe. Yeah. Right. But there was other bands that did bring those different energies, and T-Pain is just, he was funny.
He was funny.
He was really funny because he was so honest. He's like, yeah, I'm old, I'm out of shape. But
yeah.
And then he went and he absolutely crushed it.
He did. It was very entertaining.
And it was legendary because he got so, like that Coachella performance was mm-hmm. so huge. And then everyone kind of started even more so paying attention to him.
Yeah.
Even more the mainstream. And then for us to get to see him at Cali Roots was so different than most people's, like most people's experience.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see that and experience that.
No, it was really cool. And I brought Poncho, which was really
great.
Cool. And so early in the morning, I got up before like the gates were open and all that. And I was just walking him around and I came and I walked by the original Cali Roots stage. It's kind of crazy because we played on that stage on the very first Cali Roots ever. Yeah. And it was just that one stage and a handful of bands. And it's crazy to walk by that stage now and see how small it really is. Mm-hmm. It's a tiny little stage. And that's all it was. That one little tiny stage, one day, handful of bands. And now to see what it's turned into. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you walk by
pretty it crazy.
Almost as a secondary thing. You're like, oh, I got to go see this band on the big stage and then on the other stage. And it's like that stage in the middle, a lot of the time when we're walking by, as I'm talking to like for us.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I think you're walking by when there's nothing happening on that stage.
Yeah.
Because most people settle in at the big stages because they want to see their, favorite artists,
totally.
The bigger artists. But you walk by it and you kind of miss it. And then you actually sit there and look. And, every time we walk to catering, we're walking behind it. Every time we're walking from that stage to the other stage, you're walking past it. And to see the video of you guys playing Shine there, and it's absolutely full.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you have to go back. If you haven't seen that as a Dirty Heads fan, you have to go back and look at that. Because me as someone that's in the band that didn't know that time for the Dirty Heads, seeing that really does put things into perspective.
Yeah.
Now we're just now, we're headlining or, in a very certain spot, and it feels good to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And see the growth.
It's been an awesome growth to watch and be a part of for sure. And we hope you all that were there had a good time. And there's one thing I want to talk about that I forgot to mention that before we get into, we'll get into Weed with Ruben here in a second. But last episode we talked about we need to make a name for the horn section, right? And we had Horn Hub and we had Brass to Mouth.
Brass to Mouth.
And
some other ones.
Some people.
The blowjobs, what was it?
And then. Of course, Luke, little baby Luke, the blowjobs. You're like, that's too easy. Come on.
someone submitted that.
Yeah. And then this is from the Feeling Good group. Alan Padgett put a couple, and they said Puff Puff Brass.
I like that
Puff one. Puff Brass is pretty good.
Yeah, whoever.
The Puff section, the Cloud Blowers, let's say. But Puff Puff Brass is pretty good. And there was also Carly also put Puff Puff Brass. So that is a pretty solid one.
I like that one. The ones that have come up. That
Cynthia
one is cool.
Dubois says, feeling horny. No. That's kind of good.
The Horny Boys was like the first one that came up, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call myself the Horny Boy.
So head over to the group too and try and name the horn section. I actually came up with one that Ruben hates. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Oh. So when we were on the bus after the show and we were having a couple drinks and laughing and we were making funny names, what about if we named them the Tater Toots? The Tater Toots.
So lame. Dad joke, yeah.
All right, so go over to the page and name this horn section, and we're going to compile a few of like the best ideas, and we'll do like a poll, and then they have to go by that for at least 1 year.
Wow.
Whatever we come up
with.
Wow. Yeah.
That is not.
Why not?
You can't just make up rules.
You heard it here.
Oh, God.
All right. We need to calm this guy down before he rips my arms off. Let's smoke some pot.
All right. Let's do it.
Call me Soledad. When you hang with me, roll a salafati. Burn some tree, be my
Alrighty, what do we have today? Here, we got this at Cali Roots.
Yeah, this was hand delivered.
He has been holding on to this. Like, we've made him not try it until today, and I know that was very hard for him.
It was. I did open it and look at it a couple times, smell it, but yeah. No, the reason it's so special is it's a numbered jar, which means they only made 182 of these jars. So with 710 Labs, they have what's called their close friends list, or not list, but like they have like a group of products that are called close friends. And this is stuff that's very small batch. So this one in particular is a Neapolitan, which is three different rosins in one jar.
It's beautiful.
And it's put together in such a way, it literally looks like Neapolitan ice cream. And it's, lemon heads, number four, plus Z, plus papaya. So you should have three different distinct flavors, but that also work well together. And thanks again, Adam, 710 Labs. He is the fucking man.
He hooks it up.
He's given us access to some of the best cannabis products on the market continuously. And you know, without any, he's never asked us for anything ever. And that is really cool because most people are really trying to always get free. Oh, I want this. Like, give me this. Can you give me this? And you know, we never had to. Once we made that connection with him, he was so giving just because he is in the scene too with us. He's at every Cali Roots. They're working these events and having their presence there felt because hash and reggae, that community has been together for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, weed and reggae goes together like fucking, you know, peanut butter and jelly. So, thank you again, Adam. And this is going to be our first time testing this.
I'm very excited.
So I'm going to do it out of the pivot.
I'm going to do it out of the
ripple. I think you might just have to hold it. Yeah, turn it on all the way. And thank you again also to Lynn from Puffco and Kevin from Puffco as well. Always hooking us up with the best devices. They really took care of us at Cali Roots again. And absolutely, anything we need, you know, Lynn's like, oh, do you? I'm like, oh, I just need this. And she's, okay, here you go. No hesitation. They just love us and we love them. So cheers. Here we go.
Cheers. I'm waiting for mine to buzz again.
Okay. Here we go. Sounds like
it's going to buzz in a second.
Yeah.
Ooh,
there it is.
All right, you ready?
Go for
Let's
it.
Go. Oh my.
Wow.
Wow. That's like a flavor blast.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Oh, God. And as you're going through in like a second cycle with the second heating cycle on these Puffcos, you start, the flavors are coming out more, a little bit more, a little bit more. This was one jar among many other jars that they gave us. And man, the flavors are all amazing.
Damn. That is just incredibly fresh tasting. Very flavorful.
Oh, very,
very clean.
Very clean. Yeah, just a little bit of fruity, like a fruit, mm-hmm. fruitiness to it, but also very weed, like weedy, piney.
Yeah.
Or, not just fruit.
Wow, it's just got like a fresh flavor, very fresh. It's nice. Thank you so much, 710.
Yes.
Puffco. Ruben, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You know, it's my pleasure. It's hard work, you know, but yeah. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, and this was, I think, my favorite we've tried so far. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go answer some Q&A from the listeners over on the Feeling Good with Duddy group. All right, here we go.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's question time again. Answering shit, Q&A-ing with my friends. But I ain't answering that dumb shit. Ask me about pizza and I'm emptying my gun clip. It's Q&A time. Ask me about life and I'll tell you what I'm mine.
Alrighty, Q&A time.
Let's fucking do it.
It's Q&A time. That song's fire, by the way. That Q&A song.
It is, though.
Why is it hard? Yeah. This first one comes from Chris Rutger. Says, were you guys collectors of anything as kids, and do you collect anything currently?
That is a great question. I like
that
question.
Yeah, that is good. I totally collected baseball cards growing up and a little bit of basketball cards, but mainly baseball cards. And now it's kind of funny. My son's like almost just kind of getting into, some of his friends and some of the kids at school are like getting into football cards. It's different now.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started, you know, getting into it, and he's watching football a lot with me lately. So I was like, all right. And I took him down to Baseball Cards Plus, like our local card shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the guy there, I was like, look, I don't know anything about football cards right now. Like, I know it's all different. I looked it up. He's like, I'm like, what's the cool shit? Like, what's the pack where I can maybe get the cool, fun card or whatever? And he showed me, and we got some expensive packs. You can get like normal base card packs, I guess they call it, and they're like $2-3 and you're getting normal cards.
Sure.
And then you get these other like expensive fucking $20 packs, and there's like 8 cards in it.
Wow.
But you're like, odds of getting like a pretty cool card are like high.
Yeah.
We got some pretty cool cards, like, and I don't know. It was super fun. It brought me back.
Yeah.
What'd you collect?
I liked weird stuff. I when I was young, I wanted pocket watches.
Pocket watches.
And I wanted...
That's kind of cool.
I collected... So I had a couple pocket watches and then Zippo lighters. Like my first Zippo lighter.
I remember that.
My parents, God bless them. They... I was like 13, I think, or 14. And I was like, I want a Zippo lighter. And they're like, what?
Yeah, they're like, why?
And I got for Christmas, I got an American flag Zippo lighter.
Sick.
And I had it... That was my first Zippo lighter. And I had it for probably 5 years, maybe longer. And I started, I would slowly add them because still, even till this day right now, I have probably 7 Zippo lighters. And that's one thing I still collect. A couple tours ago, I got one in Montana. It's gold with some cool design on it.
Nice.
Yeah, I love
knives.
I like, yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know you like, I like knives too.
Yeah, I have like knives. 12 knives.
Yeah.
I love knives. Yeah.
And it's weird. It's one of those things where it's like, no, I don't need another knife. But like if I'm somewhere, especially if I'm like somewhere like on vacation or just, you know, you're whatever. And
that's so funny. I'm on vacation. We're going to need
like,
a
because we go to like a lot of like mountain town vacations and stuff. Yeah, and we'll be going through the shops and I'll just see them. I'm like, oh, that's sick. And like, all right, I'm getting it. You know, like,
yeah, a buck knife or, you know, some
just cool knives are cool.
Yeah. That's a good question. Pokemon cards was something that. That's crazy now. Like,
okay, so that I've seen some videos of like people fucking losing their shit. Like. They'll line up for, you know, I guess they're putting out the new boxes of the cards or whatever.
It's like armored car style. It's like in your casino with chips.
Well, now I guess the thing is that everyone's getting pissed at is like these places are letting their employees get first dibs. Ooh. And it's like these people are waiting in line for like 48 hours
and then they're
to be first in line. And then they just all of a sudden see the employees in their own line inside the store lined up. And they're just like, what the fuck? Like...
We're over here. Yeah. The world's ending and we want Pokemon cards.
Well, I guess there's like one you can get that's like $1 billion or something.
Nah, if realistically, if my brother, like he was the one I think that bought more of them, but we both kind of had them. But if you realistically saved that original collection that we had, that is like the same as a fucking 401k or some shit. Like it's worth so much money. Wow. And just regular cards, just because they were the originals.
They were the originals.
That's insane.
Damn.
So if you're a kid now, if you have kids, that stuff, buy two, you know? One for them and one for their future.
One for them too. Hang on to sell for drugs later.
Yeah, exactly.
Not your kids. If you're listening, not your kids. The other ones. Tracy Smith says, what's been the best bet you've ever won and or the worst bet you've ever lost? And did you pay up? I'm trying to think of like a really bad bet I lost. I can't think of I've definitely lost bets before. Nothing like insanely bad.
No. I don't really bet on things.
My best time gambling ever was my first time ever going to Vegas. I may have told this story on the show before, but I wasn't even 21. I was like 19, and I was borrowing my friend's ID who didn't come with us, who was 21, and he kind of looked like me. He had like blonde hair and blue eyes. And I went up to the craps table, and we just started playing craps, and it came to my turn to roll. And I freaking rolled for like 45 minutes. Like I just could, it got to the point where there was like a crowd around our table and like, cause I was winning everybody money. So everyone's cheering, people are tipping me. And it was just one of those like dream experiences where you're just like, dude, I couldn't lose, you know? And like, and then all of a sudden it was hilarious because there's a fucking crowd around us. I'm not even exaggerating. It was like a legit like 45 minute roll. We just kept going. It was awesome. And then all of a sudden, right behind me as I'm rolling, I look over and it was freaking Bruce Buffer, dude.
I don't know who that is.
He's like a ring, like boxing guy.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was pretty cool.
I don't know.
It was one of those. That was like my best time I could remember winning. I don't even know if I won like a shit ton. I think I only won like a few hundred bucks because I was 19. I was probably betting like the minimum, you know? So I didn't win like thousands of dollars or anything, but it was just a rad memory of betting.
Yeah.
We have. Do you have anything?
Nothing. Nothing really good.
Yeah.
The only time I ever won in Vegas was. I won like, I've never won a lot of money on any kind of gambling.
Yeah.
I don't, and bets, I don't do it. You know, I don't really gamble.
I do. I do. Not like crazy, but I do like, putting money on stuff, especially with like golf and things like that. Like, it's always fun. Like me and Tim, who play golf all the time together, it's always like, whenever we're playing for the loser has to just pay for the next round of golf. It's just like every, that's just, it just makes it more fun.
Yeah, no, that's good. That type of stuff is cool. Yeah. I like that because it
puts a little extra onto it, you know?
Yeah.
We do have an amazing bet for our fantasy football loser last year. The last place has to do something amazing and it's coming up. And he's pretty stressed out about it. And it's going to be weird. And I can't fucking wait.
Daddy.
I lost sleep over this thinking if I lose this year, like, I don't know what I fucking do. Like, the thought of having to do this gave me so, and all of us, everyone in the league was like, yo, I think about it at night sometimes. Like, I can't lose because, and it's about to happen. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Matthew Mosher says, what kind of dad are you? Let's say your daughter brings home some dude. Are you the where's the gun dad or the chill trust your daughter dad? I'm like somewhere in between, I think. I trust my daughter. It's not that. It's the dudes I don't trust.
I don't trust the world.
I'm not grabbing a gun necessarily right off the bat. I will, if necessary, or a bunch of knives. Yeah. No, I'm in between. Like, I'll be nice, but I'll also be the dad that, like, punks you and makes fun of you and makes you feel super uncomfortable. You know? Yeah. I'm definitely that dad.
Yeah. For me... my daughter is she's so smart, you know, and I trust her completely, but like, yeah, the world is crazy. Yeah. I don't trust anybody else, you know, around, you know, the way I feel is like, you can't leave it to just, oh yeah, everything's going to be fine. Cause it's,
yeah,
you know, but.
And we're talking about teenage boys right here.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm super protective and you know,
yeah.
When, inevitably, that day comes where I meet a boyfriend of my daughter. I'm gonna be the scariest I can possibly be. At the same time, be so understanding and kind. You know,
that's gonna be funny because he's gonna walk in and he's just gonna be like, "Hi, nice to meet Jesus Christ."
And that's what I want. You know, yeah. They should be afraid, but also, you know, no, that's
that is funny. Yeah, that's good. I like that. This one comes from Amy Coppola. The song Listen to Me is one of my favorites. Where did it come from? It's not on an album. It doesn't sound like Jared's on it. And do you have a secret stash of songs you mess around with and release randomly? That was just a weird one that we weren't writing an album. We were not really planning on one. Writing one at that time. I think we had just put some music out not too long before that. And I was just hanging out with Rome. And I was just at his house and we were just hanging and we just started writing a song. And we just kind of wrote that whole song and just like finished it in a day. And we didn't have anything to do with it. And everyone kind of really liked it. And the label and the management was like, let's just put it out. Let's just put out a fun single just for fun for the fans. You know, just here's a song. And we were like, sweet, we did. And we put it out. And I always forget about that one too, but that was cool. There was a lot of cool parts of that song that was fun. That was a fun one. Heather Buckman says, are you ever going to do another Rome and Duddy tour? Absolutely, yeah. I mean, me and Rome always talk about how much we're looking forward to doing that again. But right now, you know, Rome's he's doing his own thing. You know, he's got to figure out his own situation right now and he's out there killing it. So once he gets settled in doing that and we got time with the Dirty Heads to take a little break, like we're for sure going to do more stuff. We have a bunch of other songs too, 5 or 6 other songs that we wrote for that project that are done and ready to go and we never released them. So we still want to put those songs out. So I'm sure eventually. This one comes from Drew Foss. Did anyone in the band notice that Jared forgot some lyrics and laughed. I'm guessing this was at Cali Roots. I did. Well, yeah, he looks right at me and laughs. We always forget lyrics, dude. Like, that happens. That shit happens. And you just got to laugh it off and keep going. Because at the end of the day, no one cares. They're just there to have a fun time.
It makes it all very much very real.
Yeah.
And I feel like it shows that even though bands are successful, that for them not to take themselves too serious is a sign of humility.
Yeah.
And being humble and like, yeah, it's a show.
Yeah.
And we're really doing it live and we all make mistakes.
We're not perfect, you know.
If you go back and watch it, I just did. And I saw that. And it still is awesome because everything, like 98%, is there.
Yeah.
So, you know, as
it's all good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, oh my God. I mean, true. This happened at that same show. We're playing Medusa. Jared's doing his rap. All of a sudden, I'm like, I can't think of the first line of my rap to save my life. And that means I probably can't remember the rest. So I'm like, holy shit. And I'm sitting there and it's getting close to the end of his rap. And I know, like, I don't have much time. The chorus is about to come up and then it's my turn. I ran off stage, grabbed my phone, typed in Dirty Heads Medusa lyrics. They popped up. I read them really quick and went, oh yeah, there they are. Ran out and did it. So
it's hard to, yeah.
And I remember too, when I was typing, I was like, service, don't fail me now, because you're at those festivals sometimes.
You just have no
service.
Very
and
surprised.
If there was no service, if that wouldn't have popped up, I wouldn't have known my lyrics. I would have been out of his way. What's up, guys?
Oh man, that's so crazy. And nobody would have ever known until now.
Until now. Now you know. I think this is the last one we got right now. Okay. This one is from Aaron Jenko. Hey, Daddy B, I know you cook when you're not on the road. What is the signature dish? I'm sorry, I just looked
at it. He just learned how to read. It's okay.
Neapolitan, what was it?
Neapolitan.
Yeah. Was, sorry.
I mean,
you got me all stoned. You said, keep going. You got to keep going. I was like, jeez.
And you did it. You listened. It's pretty awesome.
I know you love to cook. What is your signature dish that your family always asks you to make? What's up?
Go ahead.
Bonus, if you have a special cocktail you like to make for you and the wife, love from Utah. Do you have a special thing you like to cook?
I love to cook. I love to cook for my family.
Me too.
In general. What I was going to ask is it a Traeger? Do you still smoking?
I do a lot of that.
Yeah.
I do a lot of Traeger.
Would that be your signature dish? Like you make good ribs.
I do. Oh my God. I was just going to say, I made the best freaking ribs I've ever made.
There it is.
I've had better ribs, but it was the best ribs I've ever made.
Yeah. That's a good feeling.
Yeah. It was like, you know, like last week and it was beef ribs. Mm-hmm. I like pork ribs. Don't get me wrong, but I've been realizing lately, I kind of think I like beef ribs better. They are delicious.
And I'm sure how you cook it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, the trick is too, is what I learned. You have to get them to like 210. Into like that eternal temperature. And it's like, you think, oh, it's beef. You know, you kind of maybe want it a little more undercooked. You're like, rare. No, you do not. You want that shit very high. So all that fat, because beef ribs are super fatty. So you need that all to render down. So then it gets that nice texture. Mm-hmm. So then the trick is like, get that texture really nice. And then at the end, I'll put it on the Weber charcoal just quick after I put a little sauce on it and then charcoal it to get that crisp on the outside.
That sounds amazing.
The char that you can't get from like a Traeger, really.
Yeah.
You got to get that in, slow cook it till it gets nice in the middle and then charcoal fucking char that outside.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It was good.
But did what's up?
Did you make something like that for Super Bowl or was there anything, you didn't make anything for that on your...
Did I just cater that with like Mexican, like the stuff?
I feel like there was some kind of smoked meats that were, that's why I brought up the ribs, but
Maybe I did smoke some meats. I don't know. But no, lately what my family's been begging me to make, and I've been making it a lot, it's really good, is chicken and dumplings.
Oh yeah.
Bomb.
It's a great dish, man.
I didn't really get into it much until like recently, like the last year. And I've started making it and it's fucking good and it's fun.
Yeah, it's like a chicken pot pie soup.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like reverse chicken pot pie. Yeah. I love it.
Super good. all right, I'm tired. We just had the rehearsal.
Yeah.
Then this. Then Ruben made me smoke the Neapolitan.
I didn't make
triple
him.
Dab.
For...
All right. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.